The White House wants agencies to take some specific steps to reduce threats against their computer networks. Howard Schmidt, you know him, he's the cyber coordinator. He says his office is working to reduce the vulnerabilities to federal computers day by day. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us this morning with details on what Schmidt believes agencies need to take to be more cyber secure. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
And a top of the Monday morning to you. Now, we talk a lot about cybersecurity and the threats agencies face. So what does Schmidt believe agencies can do now to shore up their systems?
Well, obviously, you're right. The government is always talking about cybersecurity and how the threats and the vulnerabilities and how the agencies need to reduce threats. But Schmidt says there are some areas that agencies should focus on specifically.
Number one, identify where the vulnerabilities are, where the recurring vulnerabilities recur, and how to remediate them while still keeping the machines and not breaking any applications we're doing.
He says that there's so many threats that agencies face, whether nation states or organized crime or really the everyday hacker. There's certain holes that agencies just haven't fixed. And we hear this time and again. We hear about patch management. We hear about ongoing problems that agencies know about, but that just take too long to fix. Now, he says if they focus on these specific holes, these specific vulnerabilities, not only stop the hacking attacks, but it will also let agencies focus their time and money on more complex and egregious problems. Now, we've heard this time and again, but I think that's really been a focus since Howard Schmidt's taken over about 6 months ago. He also wants to talk with the private sector about how they can help reduce the vulnerabilities in software, for instance, and the services they provide.
So, Jason, what are the other areas where he's had a focus over the past 6 months?
Well, one way Schmidt and other experts believe that the way to plug up many of these holes is the use of logical access control, such as what's called for under HSPD 12, Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12, you know, to use secure ID cards. He says that now about more than 80% of all feds and contractors have these secure cards, and it's really time to put them to use.
Basically, that will become the standard that we operate by. There will no longer be a day where you have to remember, 14-character complex passwords, replacing them every 60 days. Have a mechanism by which we have a two-factor authenticating device that gives us the ability to do digital signature encryption for anybody to be able to use.
Now, he also says that's why it's important that they just released the version 1, well, really version 2 of the draft of the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace, and that's why this is so important. The White House issued the draft version back in July and an implementation plan a few days later. And actually, we have a link to the implementation plan on federalnewsradio.com. That was not widely distributed, but we were able to obtain a copy. So if you're interested, people can go to our website and see what that says. He says the goal is to create an ecosystem that citizens and agencies can participate in and have secured transactions. And this is not, we're not talking about a government entity here. We're talking about a private sector entity or a group of people. Schmidt says there's been a lot of misunderstandings about what the goal of this strategy is, and the strategy also fits into the White House's broader focus around industry. Now, Schmidt says the government doesn't take enough advantage of industry's capabilities.
I'm not convinced there is a true understanding within government of what capabilities the private sector has. And obviously, having just come from private sector, I know firsthand how robust disaster recovery plans, business continuity plans, the efforts and the expense and the resources that private sector is putting in, not only in their enterprises, but the enterprises that their customers use. The work towards secure cloud computing, and while I may not think that's the best term to use, when you start looking at the people who are rolling this out, looking at strong authentication, encryption, look at, securing of the data, the management of the data, all these things, the patching, sort of the ecosystem of running an IT system, we're moving a direction where we're building it in from the very beginning instead of trying to go back like we've been doing and patching it. But notwithstanding that, I still think there's a fundamental disconnect in what people really understand what private sector is capable of doing.
Now, he cites an example of a misunderstanding or of an understatement of the private sector's capability during a recent exercise that portrayed company CIOs and chief information security officers flying to D.C. and asking for help during a cyber event.
I find that just utterly unbelievable that that would be portrayed as such, because clearly we're in a position where there are those plans out there, and the people know what the responsibilities are. We've met with a lot of the executives from the companies, and they know they've got a good idea what to do. But what I think we need to convey better what the capabilities are, under what circumstances, what are the things that the government can help with, what are the things that the legislation can legislative body can help with, and what are the things that technology is going to help solve over time.
Now, Jason, he mentioned legislation. Did he offer any insight into how or if the administration is working with Congress? There are so many pieces of cyber legislation now under consideration.
Yeah, there are quite a few bills up there. I think in what last count I've heard of something like 45 pieces of legislation that would affect cybersecurity in one way or the other. Schmidt says the White House obviously is paying very close attention to what the Senate is doing, especially after Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, sent a letter to the president asking for their input.
As I've met with members and staff up on the Hill in the 6 months that I've been back, the really good news is everybody's energized about this. And I think Senator Reid is correct in looking at this. How can we look at this from a comprehensive perspective so we make sure that everybody is getting the piece that they need to have fixed, worked in there, that actually moves the ball forward. And so we've got working groups put together to work with this, and I'm looking forward to working with the folks up on the Hill as we get our government pieces together to decide what exactly we need, what are the things that we don't need, and be able to convey that to our leadership up there.
Now, Howard Schmidt spoke at the Information Security and Privacy Advisory Board meeting on Friday, and one board member actually said the Senate may be close to leaking, if you will, or putting out for comment an early version of this comprehensive cybersecurity bill in a few weeks. Now, this would take parts of the bill from Senator Lieberman, Senator Collins, Senator Carper, and parts from the bill that Senator Rockefeller and Senator Snow developed. Now, I contacted Senator Harry Reid's office about the schedule, and Jim Manley, the majority lead spokesman, says nothing has been scheduled yet, but hopefully in the fall. The majority leader is working with about four or five committees to put together one bill, and Manley says the Senate actually is close to finishing that initial draft, so they're making some progress. So that is something we may see, you know, this week, maybe next, maybe 3 weeks.
And Jason, just a final question. Do you get the sense in talking to Howard Schmidt or any of the associates in the administration that legislation is absolutely necessary for agencies to be able to get better cybersecurity?
Well, I think the legislation that's agreed upon that's necessary is the idea that FISMA, the Federal Information Security Management Act, really does need to be updated. It had served its purpose. The law really had run its course because of how things have changed. I think that's where they see the changes needed. I think there is some concern on the administration's part about, you know, making the cyber coordinator position a Senate-confirmed position that, you know, has to go through the confirmation process. And even some members on the Hill, you know, Senator Collins, for instance, has expressed her, concern around having yet another person like that, a cyber czar. So there are some pieces that they're supportive of and some pieces that I think they're going to accept to get this other stuff like FISMA through the process.